Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
We are continuing our series on the 8 pillars of perfect health.
This week, we conclude our series with pillar of perfect health number 8, the Beatitudes.
This is the last.
This is our last series of series the 8 pillars of perfect health.
Right. Number 8.
Number 8.
Wow. It went fast.
It really did.
And this 8, the pillar number 8, we're going to talk about Beatitudes.
Beatitudes.
So we're going to talk about what that means. But before we go on to the pillar number 8, let's just do a quick review of the 8 pillars and let our listeners know that they can go to our website, The Voice of Health Radio, and download any of these shows that we've done, these what we call the 8 pillars of perfect health. And Doctor, you have come up with these.
I do.
Ever since chiropractic school, correct?
Yes, actually 30 years ago.
30 years ago. It's a long time ago.
And, you know, I was surprised that they've actually held up during that time. Mm-hmm. You know, but I found that those 8 perfect pillars of health...
say that actually, 8 times fast.
Actually have proven very true in my dealing with people. And you know, the reason that you come up with a outline is to help it to be more practical, useful, and I found it extremely in each of those different areas. I've taught that to other practitioners, both in my office and outside, and they found that it really has helped out in dealing with patients and helping people to get better.
Yeah, you use this in evaluation and treatment of your patients.
That's absolutely.
8 pillars of perfect health.
This is the pattern that I go through. I recently had a little seminar for some of my patients and staff and went through the 8 pillars of perfect health. And some of the people who were in there had actually been with me for 20 plus years. And I said, you know, do you see the pattern on that, on how I actually treat people? And they said, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, now I can see exactly some of the aspects that you worked with me on and how that applied to the 8 pillars of perfect health.
Well, let's go through those, do a quick review of the 8 pillars of perfect health. We can get started on pillar number 8.
Excellent. The first one is energy flow. And that is something that is more unique within the chiropractic profession. The thought about that, but that is absolutely the most, first off, the most critical area, because one of the things that people are dealing with is pain, mm-hmm. and discomfort, and the blockage of the energy flow always accounts for that pain and discomfort. And so if you can get that opened up, then you can get some the quickest, most dramatic changes in people. That's why when people come into my office, they leave better. Mm-hmm. And a lot of things are very difficult to change, but the energy flow is something that I accomplish right there and then in that office. And people are very surprised about that and how much better they can feel in a very quick amount of time. So when people come into our office, they always leave feeling better, and the energy flow is the reason for that. Mm. There's 5 pathways along those lines. There's the nervous system, cerebral spinal fluid system, lymphatic system, the circulatory system, and the electromagnetic. Mm. And that evaluation and understanding of those, is very, very important for one's health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when people are in pain, that's all they can think about.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if you don't open up the energy flow, it's impossible to get people completely well.
Mm-hmm. So that's a big part. You have these in a certain order, right?
I do.
And why was that? Why did you put energy flow as number 1?
Well, it's the quickest to change around. It can do the most amount of damage. And if you actually stop it, it causes quickest death.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, understanding
stopping
those points, right, you know, that flow is absolutely critical. And people don't realize just how critical it is to one's health. I mean, there's a lot of research now that is actually showing up, and that's a new area of healthcare. something that has been around for thousands of years. It just hasn't been recognized until more recently within what we would consider the scientific medical community.
Mm. It's kind of like an electrical grid, and we know what happens our world
when the electrical grid goes down, nothing works.
Right.
And that's the same thing of the energy flow.
And then pillar number two, oxygenation.
I have to say that electrical grid is a great insight.
It just came to me.
You're brilliant.
Well, I saw it in the paper, too. They were talking about when New York City, the electrical grid.
Sure.
Yeah, and we know someone that works on the electrical grid.
But yeah, that's exactly a great illustration on that. Mm-hmm. And then the next one is oxygenation. And everybody knows what happens if you don't get oxygen for very long.
Mm-hmm.
And
turn blue.
Yes. And if another important thing about oxygenation, if you were perfectly oxygenated, you'd look like you're 21 the rest of your life, mm-hmm. which would be wonderful.
It would be.
And I don't look like I'm 21 anymore.
You have nice oxygenation, though.
Yeah, I do have excellent oxygenation,
skin,
yes.
Yeah.
And there's an awful lot involved in that, you know, on how deep you breathe, how your lungs are working, the transportation, the utilization. So it's a very, very involved area.
Mm-hmm. And then we have pillar number three, xenobiotics.
And that's strangers to the body, and that's toxins, pathogens, mutagens, all the different types of poisons that can be in the system. Mm-hmm. And it can be different for each individual. Mm-hmm. So very important to be able to identify them, also how the body is detoxing, getting rid of those. So liver, kidney function is very important. Very important point of evaluation, and identifying and being able to eliminate those xenobiotics is very critical to people's health.
Okay, and then pillar number four was water, and we did spend a whole hour talking about water.
Yes, and I always bring up that the first time we did a water talk, you said, how are you going to talk about water for an hour?
I think we can give you any subject, and you could talk about it for an hour.
But water is absolutely critical for people's health. You know, maintaining the proper percentage in your body, you should be at about 60%. You're born with 70% water. The balance between intercellular, extracellular water, the cleansing portion, the pH, the redox potential, all those things are extremely important. And it gets very complicated, which we won't get into and didn't.
But we talked about, we have a body comp analysis.
Yes.
That tells you how hydrated your cells are.
Absolutely.
Very important. Okay, pillar number five is nutrition.
And of course, everyone's aware how important that is for your health. And, you know, getting the proper vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, amino acids into your system is absolutely critical. But also your ability to absorb them, to digest them, to move them through the system. The normal gut flora for proper digestion is absolutely critical. So again, there's a tremendous amount involved in that, and getting it to work in people's health is absolutely critical.
And you know, you see nutrition in a different light. The way we treat nutrition, we use supplementation at the office, and I like you don't use the word diet because diet has the word diet. I don't think people realize that the word diet is in diet.
Yeah, I think people who've done it realize that. And one of the things that we have is a GIFX diagnostics. The diagnostics in all this is really one of the most important things that we do. And, I'm a diplomat, American Board of Chiropractic Internists, which our whole emphasis for the training on that was diagnostics.
Mm-hmm.
So it was 3 years postgraduate work along those lines. And so we have a very, very thorough diagnostic so that we know exactly what people need to have worked on.
Great. And then we talked about exercise, which is pillar number six.
Exercise, it cures a world of sins. Mm-hmm. The exercise makes everything work better. Mm-hmm. The energy flow, the oxygenation, the water, the nutrition, everything actually does better if you have a regular exercise program and have a balanced exercise program. Mm-hmm. We talked about all the different types of exercise and how they need to be combined to really get the best benefit for people.
Yeah, that was interesting too, all the different types of exercise and how they affect us. And then last week, we talked pillar number seven, rest.
And rest is really recharging your battery. Your battery needs to be up to charge to have the full health of an individual. One of the things that occurs is if your battery actually goes low, you can't sleep as well, which is interesting. You can't rest because your rest mechanism has been shot. And there's a tremendous amount involved with that. There's a endocrine system that fails, and a very, very interesting area for me.
Well, and today we're going to talk about the last pillar, pillar number 8, be attitudes. And we have a little time before we go to break because we did the we wanted to review all the pillars. But what is meant by the term be attitudes, Dr. Prather?
Well, I was looking for the proper term on that, and it's more than just emotions, but our thought, our will, our spirit, our flesh. All the different types of things come together, and attitude is one word, but be attitude is how the attitudes actually start to ingrain into our person. So being an attitude and be attitudes. Does that make sense?
Interesting. Yeah, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Because you've talked about this for a while. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about pillar number 8, be attitudes.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
What advice do you have for someone out there who has a goal of losing weight?
Well, I think having a clear goal on what you're trying to achieve is very important. And not just to think about weight loss in and of itself, but also just getting healthy. You know, it's should be a full package that you're trying to actually achieve. Because there are some very effective means out there of just dropping pounds.
Right.
But oftentimes when that can occur, you actually lose muscle or organ mass or other different types of things that's actually going to put you into a worse position than what you were before. Most people that actually diet, you know, that do regular weight loss type programs, wind up in 5 years worse off than if they had never done anything. And that's you know, that's the fault of the educator or the doctor who's actually supervising that. So what we are really looking to do is to truly lose the fat percentage, change the metabolism of the body, and make this more of a permanent and a healthy type of a weight loss where you're actually losing the fat, not just losing weight. And then also getting the body balance so it can maintain that.
Right.
So,
and I like what you said, not just a goal of a number or, you know, weight, but a goal like some of these clients that we've had with the weight loss program, they wanted to be able to play with their grandchildren or they wanted to be able to get back into their biking again.
Certainly.
You know, those kind of goals, though, also, you know, beside...
Yeah, and goals are very important, and having the habits, one of the things that always when you have weight loss is you need a coach. You know, you need help on those types of things. Anyone who's going into something like this, trying to do that on your own is a very difficult type of thing.
In our program, you have a weekly coaching meeting.
And also getting a thorough physical before you start. That's a very important type of thing. Get your blood work analyzed. Make sure that you actually know this, the situation of your health before you start. And that's one of the things that we offer in our office, our combination of all those things. And that's why we have such a high success rate.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
And I'm feeling good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We are continuing our series on the 8 pillars of perfect health. This week, we conclude our series with Pillar of Perfect Health number 8, the Beatitudes.
And you kind of explained, Dr. Prather, why you titled these Beatitudes. We're going to talk today about kind of the psychology of health. Is that what you'd say? Or
absolutely. The psychology of health, and that involves a tremendous amount of different aspects of who and what we are. Understanding that and having a clear picture on that, and we've come up with our own sort of sketch of what is all involved in that, which is extremely involved once you start delving into who and what we are and all the different aspects that go into that. Many people, quite frankly, you know, one of the things I always tell people that you can be in perfect health, but if you have the attitude is that I want to be dead and away from it all, then that actually will take place, no matter if everything else is working correctly. And there's always a psychology or an involvement on our psychology with illnesses.
Well, I know for you, both your grandfathers were very healthy. Their wives passed away.
And within 2 years, they died.
Mm.
And that is a very common scenario, especially among men. And the amount of people who actually die from lung disease is usually only around 10%. But after a man loses his wife in later years, it's about 80%.
We're going to talk about how the organs kind of, what emotion goes with the organs. And
there
the lungs
is definitely,
grief.
Yes. Well, one of the things that's very interesting in almost all the ancient languages, including Hebrew, there was an association. The emotion and the name of the organ were the same.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
And the emotions, in other words, throughout all civilizations and cultures and from what we found, that there is a very definite emotion that goes along with each different organ.
Interesting. So why use this term, Beatitudes?
Well, I wanted to try to find the word that actually captured the truth and the essence of how we're looking at it. It's much more than emotional. It's much more than mental. It's even more than spiritual or, you know, our fleshly desires. It's the attitudes that we actually adopt in our lives, and oftentimes we're not actually even aware of them. And those attitudes become a part of who and what we are, our being. So it's the attitudes that actually start to get into our very core and start to change the function.
Yeah. Well, I know I have, with your attitude, sometimes I call you a vulgar optimist, which is a great thing. But that's something about your attitude, correct?
That is me. I am.
Actually, I got that from your dad because that's what
he
said
called my mom.
Yes. I love that when we're in a meeting. There's my vulgar optimist,
yes.
And I'm the realist.
Right. Very true.
So what influence does our thoughts and emotions have on our health?
It's a very interesting thing that is something that was very profound to me, is that with mental disease, there actually is a posture that people take on. So one of the ways that you can actually, the most accurate way to diagnose a mental disease is the position that the body takes. So mental diseases actually will change your body posture. And that just shows how much of a powerful effect our mental thoughts, our psychology, our psyche actually affects the body. So having a good understanding of that is it was quite revealing. Matter of fact, there is a massage technique called Rolfing that was actually designed by a psychologist where they would actually try to physically change the positioning of the body, and was therefore able to release mental diseases that people had. Mm-hmm. So the body, and it's beyond mind, but the body attitude, the beatitude, has a huge effect in who and what we are. And oftentimes, as we are dealing with people and taking care of the physical aspects, it's important for us not to ignore the whole beatitude aspect of people's health and well-being, because that's oftentimes the key and the area that's really holding them back from getting well.
So the chicken or the egg, you know, can the beatitude affect our physical health? Can our physical health affect our beatitude? You know what I mean?
Absolutely. There, if you really look at the science of who and what we are, science has shown that through quantum physics that we are nothing more than a vibration. And actually our beatitudes actually make our physical body. But our physical body also has an effect on our mental attitude.
Right.
Because you can actually work on both of them through different aspects. So, you know, by changing the position of someone's body, then you can actually relieve them of a mental disease. Or the mental disease actually has caused the change in the physical body.
Right.
So, you know, looking at the both of them together is actually the best way of doing it and not separating the two.
Yeah, it's just interesting. And working in the office, you just, you see that. You see the beatitudes. You know, maybe someone coming in who's in a lot of pain.
Right.
Yeah. And as they get out of pain, just their whole continence and everything, you know, changes.
Oh yeah, I mean, personalities change. It's really quite, quite amazing.
So, who's at risk when we talk about, you know, mental health?
Well, one of the biggest things that they have found is that stressors. You know, as you get stress is a huge factor in actually wearing down both our physical body and our mental states. And, you know, that is something that we all go through. And one of the things is that Dr. Hans Selye actually won a Nobel Prize for proving how stress has an effect on our physical body. And what he found was that there was a collapse of our endocrine system. So our endocrine system would actually start to change. The thymus would shrink. There would be changes in the thyroid, pituitary, hypothalamus, adrenals. There would actually be physical changes and the amount of hormones that we actually put out. Also, the digestive system would change quite a bit, and our immune system. So stressors in our system is actually a huge problem. And it doesn't actually have to be real stressors.
What do you mean?
Let's say that a bear walked into this room right now.
And bear walked into the bar.
And you screamed, and there would be an awful lot of physiological changes that occurred. One, your body would decide that you're probably going to be eaten here in any second, and you really don't need to worry about your immune system or your digestive system
at that time.
So it's going to shut that off. Then there's going to be hormones that actually start to, your whole physiology will change. There will be an increase in different types of stress hormones. Your heart rate would hit up. All the blood from your organs would probably go to your muscles, ready to either run or fight. That's that fight flight mechanism. And so your body would be ready to, you know, do what it needs to do. And then all of a sudden, our son takes off the costume and goes, surprise! Now, there wasn't really a threat there, but you imagine that there was a threat. Now, let's say you have that situation, and that's someone that you either live with, or you work with, or a situation...
Who's the bear, right?
...that you cannot get away from. So you can't, you know, if it's your boss and that boss comes in and it's really looked on poorly if you hit him, mm-hmm. or if you run away from him. You can't do either one. And if you keep into a stress situation on a continual basis, then actually you get stuck into that. Mm-hmm. And if you get stuck into that, then your health really starts to deteriorate, and there can be all sorts of things that occur. And those things can be traumas that occur as a child and you can't really process them. Those can be different types of even imagined occurrences. And that can make a total difference on our body and start to lead to a degeneration in how our body works. There is a very... having no stresses in your life is actually not good.
Right.
Having too many stressors in our life is not really good. And a good balance on people is a 80-20 split. Mm-hmm. 80% of our life, we should actually be in what we call a rest or digest.
That's the parasympathetic.
That's the more the parasympathetic type of a system, and that's a very healthy type of a system. Whereas about 20% of the time, being in a fight-flight is actually good for our body. So having that balance is very important for our overall health and well-being. And when that goes out of balance, then we start to have a lot of physiological changes that can lead to disease.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
Thanks for the Medicare. For Blue Cross and Blue Shield, for a hip that finally healed. Remember, on prescriptions, generic is a steal. We thank you so much.
Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. We are continuing our series on the 8 pillars of perfect health.
Well, we've been talking about pillar of perfect health number 8, the B attitudes. And let's talk, Dr. Prather, about treatments for mental health that you have at the Prather Wellness Center.
One of the things that we really look at, and probably one of the quickest, most effective means, is homeopathy. Homeopathy is a branch of healthcare that's actually been around for quite a long time. It is actually something recognized by the FDA. It is in their pharmacopoeia. And it is a very, very effective means of actually especially treating the mental health conditions. Mm-hmm. So, and one of the things that I want to do is say on homeopathy is there's a lot of generalities on that. Mm-hmm. But what really makes homeopathy work is the homeopath that's actually doing it. Mm-hmm. Because it is very important. There are actually 3,000 registered homeopathic remedies.
3,000.
Mm-hmm. And we actually have another 80,000 that are available.
Wow.
So being able to determine exactly which one is needed, also what the dilution is, and there are literally a billion different dilutions,
mm-hmm.
to find that will actually work on that patient, and you have to hit it exactly to be able to make the changes that are necessary. So one of the problems with homeopathy is it's not something that just can be generally taken and expect the kind of results that are necessary. This has to be done by a skilled homeopath. One of the things that we have to be able to accomplish that is that we have a electrodermal screening unit,
mm-hmm.
which will actually identify which homeopathic that we should be using, because we can just run it and it'll actually come up with the right one. And then we can also set the dilution. Now, you know, how do we know that it works? Well, one of the great things about homeopathics is that the speed that it works. Pharmaceuticals actually take a while to get into the system to actually make the chemical changes. But homeopathy works along the lines of quantum physics and basically changes the vibration.
Mm.
So it's especially attuned for those types of diseases that are actually created in the mental sphere.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really excellent in the Beatitudes, as I would like to say. So if we find a disease or a process that is actually being kicked off by actually coming from the Beatitudes, you know, the attitudes that people have, then the most effective means of actually treating that is going to be homeopathic. An example of just this last week, I had a mom come in with a little girl who was about 4 or 5. And, you know, it was like mom was apologizing all over the place and say, this is not our usual little girl.
Mm.
You know, mm-hmm. she doesn't feel good. She's not happy. I'm not quite sure what's wrong. And she brought her in for some chiropractic adjustments. We did that. And I said, well, one of the things that we need to do is give her, you know, why don't we pop her in over here and give her a homeopathic?
Mm-hmm.
And we got her over there. We found a very common one that works on kids called Pulsatilla. We gave it to her. And the mom came back a week later and she said, it's a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
I got my little girl back. Mm-hmm. It you know, by that afternoon, she was back to where she was. And, you know, can I keep up with that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and one of the things that we found as we were raising our kids is that oftentimes when they were not behaving as we knew that what they were capable of,
right?
Then you would sit there and say the kids need a homeopathic,
yeah.
to get them straightened out.
Well, we hear that all the time. I had someone come in yesterday to pick up their supplements, and she had run out.
Yes.
Of her homeopathics, and they had gone on vacation, and the summer is a hard time, you know, to stay up. And she couldn't believe the difference when she was off, you know, and what a difference that had made.
Sure.
And, you know, so I, you know, there might be a listener listening out there, you know, how, well, why is it so effective, you know, and why don't we hear more about it? Because I know there's homeopathic hospitals were around.
Sure.
To the 1920s, right, until the drug companies came out in the AMA.
Right.
Right. I know we've talked about this on the radio before, but...
Of course.
And
I think one of the things is that the training isn't there anymore. It is something that is a very involved type of area.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a lot of work on the physician's part to actually find out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, to find out exactly what's going to work and what's not. So it's more difficult to actually produce. And then also, the person who actually came up with it, Hahnemann, was way ahead of his time. Not only did he come up with homeopathy, but he actually described quantum physics.
Wow.
And he said, this is how the world works. So he was an absolute genius. But everybody thought he was absolutely nuts, you know, that all the laws of quantum physics he was describing. And, you know, what do you mean there is no such thing as solid matter, that everything is a vibration? And, you know, the understanding of the laws that are involved in that. So it was something that was, homeopathy was actually ahead of its time. The other thing is that you can't patent homeopathics because it is actually based off of natural products. So the financial incentives of the pharmaceuticals isn't there.
Right.
So, but there are actually pharmaceuticals that are based off of homeopathy. One of the ones that people might be very aware of is nitroglycerin tablets for the heart. And it's a perfect one for that. And people aren't putting actually nitroglycerin underneath their tongue because it would blow their tongue off. In the large amounts, nitroglycerin will actually cause a constriction of the blood vessels. Whereas in a homeopathic, because of the law of opposites, which is the basis of homeopathy, it actually will dilate the arteries. And when you actually are having a constriction of the arteries and you're having the chest pain, you have to make it work quickly. And as I said before, pharmaceuticals take a while to work. Whereas homeopathics work immediately, so you can put that little nitroglycerin tablet underneath your tongue and it's instantaneous release. Relief.
Yeah.
And so that's why our homeopathy really shows up.
Well, also, you know, patients, when they come into their office, they have a list of medications. There's few that don't.
Sure.
So can you do the homeopathic medicine along with prescription medicine?
Very, very good point. One of the things is that either homeopathy works or it doesn't, and there are absolutely no side effects or interactions with homeopathics. That's one of the great things. Homeopathic has been has actually been monitored the whole time that the FDA has actually been around. There has never been an injury caused by homeopathics. Whereas within pharmaceuticals, and it depends on which journal you're actually reading and research, but between 100,000 and 250,000 people die a year from properly prescribed pharmaceuticals. And there has never actually been an injury, let alone a death from homeopathics. So it's a very safe means of actually working and extremely excellent for children. Children actually even respond a little bit better than adults do to homeopathics. And since there aren't any side effects, and pharmaceuticals are becoming more and more common with children, especially for treating, all mental and, and beatitudes and ADD and ADHD, the homeopathics is a very safe means of actually approaching that. And I've had many people who have come in and said, you know, I would really like to work off of my antidepressant. I would like to work off my anti-anxiety drugs. Or even more severe, I have patients with schizophrenia and very, very severe mental conditions. And they say, you know, we're just, you know, the pharmaceuticals aren't working for me. They can't seem to find the right one. And it's causing me more problem than it's actually helping. And we start them on the, we said, well, let's see what we can't do. And we start trying to find the homeopathic that's proper for them. And we have had some very, very amazing results. I had one poor gentleman. He had been through six different meds, diagnosed schizophrenic, wasn't really working, and very scared that he was actually going to be institutionalized again. We found a homeopathic for him, started on him, and he was actually able to get back into society and start working again. So very, very dramatic changes. And we've been able to get people worked off of their anxiety, depression medicines, and able to actually, you know, be able to have a normal life without having to worry about the side effects of the pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, because it's becoming an epidemic. You know, right now they're saying the death rate and the addiction now for teens is
We're having the number of people who are actually on pharmaceuticals is growing greatly. And oftentimes, I mean, you know, if the pharmaceutical is working great for the person, then that's fantastic. But when they need an alternative, then that's when they can turn to homeopathics.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, the Prather Practice now offers counseling services. Why did you decide to add that to your practice?
It's something that I always knew was necessary, was looking forward to the right person coming in. You know, if you have an illness going on, that can be very emotionally devastating. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, the emotions and some of the things that happen to us can actually lead to some of the health conditions that people experience. We are more than just our spine. Mm-hmm. We are more than just our physiology. But also how we think has a huge effect on each one of those different aspects. And those things then also have an effect on our thinking. Mm-hmm. So incorporating the whole aspect of counseling into the office is just a very natural outgrowth in us becoming an integrated and a total holistic type of a practice. Mm-hmm. So this was something that I, in my original thoughts 30 years ago of getting into my practice, having this aspect was a very important part of it. Mm-hmm. And we are now doing it. We are a holistic practice. Mm-hmm. And if you don't understand the emotional aspect, if you don't understand the patterns that we have, then you can't really get to the complete healing of the patient. Oftentimes we can get a release in the physical body and it creates some emotional tension. The emotional tension will cause tension within the body. So getting down to that root, and we have so many different types of layers that can start to accumulate. And we see the evidence of the issues in people's body that creates disease in them. The underlying problem can be an emotional issue, past experiences, past habits, and coping mechanisms that we can have. We see oftentimes people have an injury, and their whole body has kind of shifted to compensate for that injury. Mm-hmm. Same thing on an emotional type of level. People have had injuries and they've had compensations. And getting through those compensations to get to the injury is an ongoing type of process that a skilled counselor has to be able to find out, just like we do that on a physical level. And the physical and the emotional are very, very connected. As you can approach it from both angles, mm-hmm. I think we're going to get a far, far better results than we could separate.
Yeah, and I know we already are.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. It's a beautiful day. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We are continuing our series on the 8 pillars of perfect health. This week, we conclude our series with pillar of perfect health number 8, the Be Attitudes.
We're talking about mental health. Mm-hmm. And we're talking right now about the different treatments that the Prather Wellness Center provides. We talked about homeopathic medicine.
Sure.
And I know we don't have a lot of time last segment, but homeopathic remedies are a big part of that.
Constitutions are one of the best ways to actually help people with their mental condition, with their beatitudes. Everybody has a vibration that is their own. Mm-hmm. And there are a whole set of different types of constitutions that have been established homeopathically. And it's very revealing about your personality, the weaknesses of different health issues. Mm-hmm. So the constitutions can really, really do an amazing type of aspect. Once you identify what it is, it, you know, discovering who and what you are. Mm-hmm. is a very important part of one's mental health, and discovering that you are, you know, that God has created you this way, mm-hmm. and that, you know, some of the little quirks that you have are actually you. Like one of the things is I'm a constitution of a sulfur and you're a sepia. Mm-hmm. And we have very, very definite personality traits that actually follow that. And discovering what those are, discovering that those are actually what we were intended to be, is actually a very big relief.
I know. We use this with our staff, so we better understand each other. You know, what constitutional...
Yes.
...constitution our staff is. And it's really interesting. And when you use that, it just... people realize that. I know for a mom this week, you worked with her daughter who's high anxiety, mm-hmm. And being able to find out her constitutional remedy has been very helpful.
Yes, have a huge change on how that works. And one of the things is that the constitutional homeopathic remedy helps the entire system and can always be gone to no matter what type of condition you have, and actually make some improvement.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that's just one aspect and one type of treatment that helps mental health there at the Prather Wellness Center. What other areas of treatment?
Well, you're looking at nutritionals, of course, understanding that people can be off on their nutritionals or imbalanced. High copper certainly causes an awful lot.
I'm raising my hand. That's my issue, isn't it?
That can cause a lot of anxiety, uh-huh. and because it changes the chemistry of the body. So if we find that I've had many different people who had anxiety issues, who had behaviors that they weren't able to explain, we brought their copper down to a normal level, and it really makes a huge difference. There's actually huge textbooks written on the effects of copper on the mental health. So understanding that...
You'll say, I think, honey, it's time to get your copper levels checked.
So that's just one aspect. Low niacin, treating schizophrenia with niacin is a very well-established aspect. B6 is considered the nerve vitamin. Helps to calm down the system. So you can actually give certain types of B vitamins and really help out with that. Mm-hmm. Depression can be hugely influenced by different types of nutritionals. ADD, ADHD. ADD in young girls is oftentimes a low iron, because if you're low iron, you can't concentrate. Mm-hmm. 1 in 4 Americans actually can be given a mental a diagnosis of a mental disease.
1 of 4.
1 in 4. Mm-hmm. 6% have severe mental diseases. Mm-hmm. So a very, very big part. And then we are all not handling our stress very well.
Why is that?
Well, one of the things that if you actually look in a biblical sense, mm-hmm. and I'm a Christian and feel very strongly about studying the Bible, and that's been a very big area for myself in actually understanding people's mental conditions. The best psychological book in the world is the Scriptures. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that when they originally went into the garden and did the original sin, one of them was the sin of the lust of the flesh. And through my studies on that, one of the biggest things is that that actually represents control. And I find that control, the feeling of desire of control or the feeling of the loss of control, mm-hmm. Has probably the greatest effect on our health and well-being.
Wow. And wanting to control, feeling a lack of control.
Yes. Mm. So when we can actually let go of control and realize that we don't actually have that, and that's really the tree of life. That's what, you know, Jesus says, you know, for us to enter into his rest. Mm-hmm. You know, give over that control of our lives, control of our children, control of our work, control of our businesses.
He says, cast your anxiety upon him.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And when we can do that, then I see a huge change in people's health.
Yeah. I think a word that's been coming to me this last month is surrender. We don't like that word. You know, we don't want to do it, but I can tell a big difference, you know, in my stress and anxiety level by just surrendering.
Well, one of the things I can do is just put my hands on people and feel the tension level, mm-hmm. and that's the level of control that they're trying to achieve. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons that chiropractic, massage, acupuncture can be so helpful, is it can, you know, remember the connection between the body and our beatitudes. Mm-hmm. And yes, we've created the whole control issue in our, you know, thinking. But then if you can relax the body, oftentimes we can actually release the control. So there's that interconnection on that. Mm-hmm. Chiropractic can really help you to release, massage, acupuncture. I had a gentleman who came in, well, he actually referred quite a few, but going through law school. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways that he was actually able to maintain things for focus was to actually take Adderall. Mm-hmm. And he had read online that doing acupuncture actually replaced the Adderall for his concentration. So he came in and said, I want to give it a try. And he came back. He says, this is marvelous. He says, I do so much better. It even works better. Mm-hmm. And what it was is it was able to help him to relax. Once he was able to relax his body, he was able to relax his mind. And when he was able to relax, let go, then he was able to accomplish the things that he really wanted to do.
Interesting. Yeah.
So, you know, finding that connection between the physical and the mental is a very important part. One of the things I have to tell people is, you know, let it go. Mm-hmm. And you can actually feel it when you actually let things go in the body itself. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's one of the main reasons why that body work, whether it's chiropractic, whether it's acupuncture, whether it's different types of massages, can really help to relieve that stress. You know, people come in and say, oh, I'm coming in for my weekly or two-weekly, you know, mm-hmm. twice a week massage because I'm carrying everything on my shoulders from the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And that's absolutely true. Mm-hmm. People do that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one, we need to work on our spiritual aspect, and meditating is a very important part of that. Mm-hmm. You know, finding that time to meditate, reading the scripture, praying, mm-hmm. And practice letting that go. But,
sometimes just physically, isn't there an analogy? Well, it's truth. Monkeys in captivity.
Sure.
You can get them in captivity, right?
Well, the whole thing is what they would do is they would put a banana or a coconut in a jar, and there was enough room for them to get their hand in, but not the banana or the coconut. Mm-hmm. And the natives would be able to come up and capture the monkey, because all the monkey had to do was let go of it and could escape, mm-hmm. but they wouldn't let go of it.
Mm. We like to hold on.
We like to
and
hold on to
we
things.
We're not free.
Sure.
Is really the analogy to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, what can people do on their own to help with their mental health? We talked about, you know, what the Prather Wellness Center offers.
Another area of great relief is exercise. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're talking about the fight-flight mechanism, mm-hmm. you know, where we get stressed, where we feel we can't handle something, well, the body, if we can actually exert ourselves, then the body feels like it's done the fighting or the running. Mm-hmm. And there is a huge amount of physiological changes on that, and that's one of the things that people really find is extremely helpful on releasing that tension throughout the body.
Yeah.
And so exercise is an absolutely
And you have to find what's to best
that.
For you, because we talked about this. You and I have very different interests in exercise. You do Tai Chi.
And that is all about relaxation. Uh-huh. And that's what I, you know, I wear out my, my troubles, mm-hmm. you know, worrying about my patients, worrying about the office staff, family by doing the relaxation and actually doing those, you know, those nice, smooth, gentle types of motions. Mm-hmm. Whereas you like to go out there and hit things, you know, especially tennis balls. Uh-huh. And that's a little bit
angry
different.
Angry tennis.
Yeah.
We got happy tennis, we got angry tennis.
Yeah. And that does wonders for you to actually be able to get that release that's necessary for you also.
Yeah.
So finding out what your personality is, mm-hmm. And what actually works for you is a very important type of aspect of that.
But I've noticed a big difference since you started Tai Chi in your stress level.
Yes, it really has done wonders for me and something I highly, highly recommend.
Mm-hmm. Well, Doctor, we have probably a minute left.
Okay.
If you want to conclude the, you know, this whole series on the eight pillars of perfect health.
And what I'm actually, you know, one of the most important things is that there are a lot of things that we can do, but everybody needs some help. Mm-hmm. And one of the first things to do is to come in for a thorough examination, find out exactly where you are in your health and well-being. And at the Prather Wellness Center has, you know, the most thorough diagnostic program that is out there. And we can actually find out really what's going on with your system and where you stand in your health.
Okay, well, thank you for a wonderful series. And our listeners can go to thevoiceofhealthradio.com to listen to all past eight shows on the eight pillars of perfect health. The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.